Home-built aircraft range from the relatively inexpensive, it's possible to build one for under $10,000, to much more expensive and sophisticated planes. One home builder, Dave Nason, flew his plane from Seattle. It's called a Falco. Though made mostly of wood, it looks very sleek and modern. A low-wing monoplane, the two-seater cruises at 210 miles per hour and made it from Seattle in a total airtime of just 8 hours. It took Nason 5.5 years to build the plane, working an hour or two almost every day, and its parts cost almost $100,000. I asked Nason why devote so much time and effort to making a plane.
That airplane was so much fun to build. When you got done building it, you were hoping that it was going to be as fly as well as it was, as fun as it was to build. It has been. It's a real good flying airplane. You feel like you're on a bird up there. When the air is smooth, it's just glass. If you want to do kind of pull it up and turn and roll it or anything, it's just right there. And it's so gentle. It does everything very effortlessly. It's an absolute delight to fly. They call it the Ferrari of the air, and it's exactly that.
Like many home builders, Nason built model airplanes, then bought and refurbished a small home-built plane before moving up to his present plane. Though he flew cargo planes in the Air Force, Nason does not work in the industry and flies just for fun. Air Venture continues through Sunday at Whitman Field in Oshkosh with home-builts, antiques, World War II aircraft, and much more on display, with an air show at 4 p.m. each day. John Powell, Wisconsin Public Radio.